This boulder was once the marker for a nearby rock quarry. It was also a great spot for graffiti artists to ply their trade. That all changed when a man named Bubba Sorensen decided to paint the rock. The message he painted is this edition of the American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we are making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Bubba Sorensen grew up showing cattle and loving rural life. He still does, although he makes his living today as an artist in Greenfield, Iowa. He is perhaps best known, though, for his patriotic murals.
The spark was the movie Saving Private Ryan. Sitting in the theater, watching the first half hour of that with the guys storming the beach in Normandy, I just thought, how lucky am I that this is all the closer I've been to war.
That movie and a very large rock in the area were the unlikely combination that grew into something very special.
The rock, it weighs between 60 and 90 ton, a little short of 12 feet tall.
It was unearthed from an adjacent rock quarry and moved next to the highway to mark the business's entrance.
As kids do, they started graffitiing it, you know, and sometimes it wasn't very appropriate, and sometimes it was just, I love whoever, and, you know, things like that, just normal stuff. And it got to the point where, you know, local papers would publish some of the nicer things that got put on it, and so it was kind of a popular thing. What's on the rock? What's on the rock?
So having seen the movie Saving Private Ryan, he was inspired to paint something to thank those who fought to preserve freedom. He called one of the quarry managers about the idea.
I told him what I wanted to do, and he was like, well, yeah, knock yourself out. That sounds like a great idea. So now they've kind of sanctioned that little chunk private property, and they've said, that's your rock. You paint whatever you want on it.
He began painting the rock in 1999 and has painted a new mural ever since. You can find it online at thefreedomrock.com. Little did he know the attraction it would become. That's why there's more next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.